day in winter is being a Grinch. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Stormy weather grounding a lot of planes. More than 3,500 flights are canceled. Almost 2,000 more delayed to or from or within the U.S., according to FlightAware, and things just got worse.
Seattle-Tacoma Airport has just announced that because of ice on the runway, they've shut down all operations, and that means Alaska Airlines as well has grounded all of their flights out of Seattle and Portland as well. So if you got people in the Pacific Northwest, it doesn't look good in terms of them making it home in time for Christmas.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago, where it feels like 32 below zero. Wind chill warning stretch from Montana to New York down to Alabama to Texas. The House is expected to vote in a few hours to approve $1.7 trillion to fund the government through September. Most Republicans oppose it but can't block it. Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox,
"This is too much spending for me. Look at how much they've already spent."
Many GOP lawmakers blame COVID spending for the surge in inflation, though a new report just out shows inflation easing. The price increase for November dropped to 5.5%. That report also shows consumer spending only rose a tenth of a percent last month. The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has put out a final report blaming former President Trump for inciting what happened. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has more.
The report details accusations the former president and his allies engaged with state lawmakers or election administrators at least 200 times in an effort to overturn election results. It also says 187 minutes passed before Trump made an effort to get the crowd to leave the Capitol grounds. The report has several policy suggestions, including barring Trump from holding future office.
Trump, who's running for president again, has again called the investigation a witch hunt, saying the government changed the election result. A shooting in Paris, France this morning left three people dead, three more wounded. At a Kurdish cultural center, the suspect is in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
On Wall Street, stocks are falling. The Dow's down 120 points. The NASDAQ is also down today by 92. The S&P 500 losing 16 points. The price of oil keeps rising. Another $2, close to 80 bucks a barrel again. But gas is down another fraction. AAA's national average for regular at 309 per gallon is 20 cents cheaper now than it was a year ago. Now, I don't want to stress you procrastinators out there, but you just have two shopping days left till Christmas. Take it in stride, though. Here's why.
More people die from heart attacks during the last week of December between Christmas and New Year's than any other time of year. That research published in the American Heart Association journal Circulation. Cardiologists credit the holiday stress coupled with disrupted routines, more eating and drinking, and too little sleep. They say during the holidays, it's easier to ignore the warning signs like chest pain, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, jaw, neck, or back pain, and discomfort in your arm. Doctors say to get medical help ASAP if experiencing any of those symptoms. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Trevor Bauer, who didn't pitch at all in the past season, couldn't play again next year. An arbitrator has reduced the two-year suspension Major League Baseball gave Bauer to 194 games over allegations from a few women of rough sexual assault.
Bauer has disputed those accusations, and earlier this year, the L.A. District Attorney's Office declined to prosecute him. Bauer is under contract in L.A. for one more season at $32 million. The Dodgers now have 14 days to decide if they will reinstate him to their roster. The 31-year-old Bauer is a former Cy Young Award winner. He last pitched in the big leagues in 2021, going 8-5 for the Dodgers with a 2.59 ERA. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
On Thursday Night Football, Jacksonville beat the New York Jets 19-3, improving the Jaguars' chances at making the NFL playoffs. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.